guys, welcome to Maker Stories. As the name suggests, it is all about stories of makers, wherein in each episode, I will get into casual conversation with makers. And we talk about how they work, how they live, and what motivates them. In this episode, I have Atul Yadav as my guest, with whom I have done lots of activity in Pune. And he is someone whom I have known for years. Listen to know more about his journey, how he found his creative inspiration in United Kingdom, and what inspired him to take 6 months sabbatical leave to work for an NGO called Vigyan Ashram. So let's get started. Hi Atul.
Hey, hi Samad, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Welcome to Maker Stories. So you'll be the first guest of this podcast.
Yeah, that is an honor, I believe.
All right. So for our listeners' sake, can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. Hi, everyone. This is Atul Yadav. I am currently working with of Indian IT companies called Infosys for last 14 years. But I am a mechanical engineer by education, but currently, you know, completely into in IT. But apart from that, I also work with different tools like 3D printers, then Arduino, Raspberry Pi. So that's why I'm here, because I'm not only do my job, but apart from job, I also keep learning these new tools which are upcoming open source community. That's my introduction. I also have got two kids. One is, you know, Shravani and Arnav. Along with, I stay with my family in Pune, along with my father, mother, my immediate family. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So can you tell us about your story, your journey so far? Tell us about your education. Where did you live? Started living in Pune, or were you living somewhere else?
Yeah, sure. So, I am born and brought up in Mumbai. Amchi Mumbai. My education started in Bandra East. So my school name was New English School. So from first to 10th standard, I was there. After that, I took admission in diploma, mechanical diploma course in sub that is situated in Bhaikala, if you know. After doing my degree diploma in mechanical, I got admission in Satara, so that is quite far away from. So I stayed there for doing my bachelor's in engineering. That was a good experience for me because it was away from Mumbai. You know, it's the extreme conditions. So yeah, so I enjoy staying there. When I completed engineering, I got a job in Pune for 1 year. I stayed there. And went back to Mumbai again, but somehow I couldn't got a job in mechanical field, so I shifted to IT division or IT field, and luckily I got the opportunities. So initially I got opportunity to work with in long term basis in United Kingdom. So I went there in 2006, and till 2008 I was there. So good part about my stay there was I was alone there, though we had good friends there, but that helped me to think about my own my own life. So I started thinking, what should I do? Because there are no social community there because we used to stay in a small town. So I started thinking what I should do in my spare time. So I started getting skills in paper working. I built a engine, you know, a Yamaha. There is a Yamaha portal where you get all paper cuts. So you just have to print it, cut it, and then stick it together to build an engine or complete motorbike so that you can do. So I started doing that. Again, I started to, you know, see about what are the microcontrollers. I came across this basic stamp. Maybe some of you might have heard of it, basic stamp microcontrollers. So I bought it there. So there I started actually getting into the DIY, do it yourself culture. But when I see in my school, I also was little bit tinkerer. So I used to break, my dad bought one battery which is rechargeable. That time it was, I was used to think how it gets recharged. Is there a battery inside? In started opening it, but by doing that, I got it broken. So I got a it was like a very hard situation for me
I think that's
because
how we learn. If nothing takes, otherwise we don't learn.
true. So yeah, that means in school days, I see myself in those days. I see I was a tinkerer a bit. I even did a electrolysis process also once, and I used to see this small electronic component. I never knew about what is it, but it used to amaze me how these things works, how radio works. So yeah, I mean that maker was inside me from start. Only thing I started realizing about maker movement when so I was there in UK for 2 years. I came back, and then I was thinking I need to stay somewhere where where I get opportunities to create something. So I thought Pune is a good place because it's being considered as a hub of education, hub of new things, right? So I moved from Mumbai to Pune. My whole family shifted because of me, and yeah. So coming here, I joined Infosys, and then Infosys was a good part which happened to me because I found Infosys RoboGear Club there, my interest was in maker community, maker movement. So that helped me a lot. During that period, I also came across this technology called 3D printing, and I realized how it is, how it is amazing or awesome technology that you can click, you can create anything. So I started exploring 3D printers. So initially it was like costing 40, 50 lakhs when I inquired about it. Then later on, when I saw there is open community which is developing RepRap printers, and somehow the cost got reduced over the time. And then in 2014, I bought my first 3D printer. That is how I started thinking about how help makers in providing them to. So I came across this maker movement also. You might have heard about Make Magazine. So I started, so I subscribed to that Make Magazine. I realized around the world there are many peoples like me doing something at home, sharing their projects. So I started exploring what is this maker movement, how I can get involved. So that the first thing I thought about is there any maker space around me? So I realized there is no maker space. They were there, but I never knew there are one or two, with Vigyan Ashram being one of the prominent maker space in Pune, and they have got DIY lab in Kothrud, but I never knew. Got to know, I mean, before that I started my maker space, and I just started giving sessions on 3D printers to schools, to CAD/CAM institutes. That was I doing part time during my Saturday, Sunday. I used to visit them, used to conduct the workshops, or not workshops, maybe seminars. I also conducted trainings. So I established a small space in Pimpri called Maker Lab, where I put my 3D printer, I put my Raspberry Pi and other electronic stuff, and I just started without thinking I should have a whole setup. I just thought, let's start with 3D printer itself.
Yep,
So
I
that's
think
how I created my lab.
that's great. So I think it's like a full circle. You did your engineering in mechanical, I guess, right? And then again, shifting it to IT because not enough opportunity available in that space. And again, coming into the same space, starting your buying your own 3D printer and again starting a maker space. Can you also briefly talk about your maker space, some of the activities that you have done so far, and
Yes.
what all resources are available?
Yeah, so my lab is more of a social place where I have 3D printer, 3D pen, then I have some electronic setup there. So people are the mostly what I do is I usually go because my space is very small, so and people are unaware about maker culture here, at least in Pune, not that much. So I visit the schools, I go to them, I tell them what I do apart from my job. So I do sessions to them on Raspberry Pi 3D printers. But people usually, students from engineering, they usually come in my space in Maker Lab and they get help on their projects when they want to create something with 3D printers. They give them service for mostly for students. Also, we help people on projects work. So student, if they are stuck in some projects, we help them in that perspective also. So basically, we provide a 3D printer kind of support on 3D printing technology in our maker space. So yeah, that's what we offer.
Yeah, that's great, Atul. Can you also talk us about some of the things that you built at Heram Maker Lab? And the other question that I have is, do you also provide some professional services?
Yes, so at Heron Maker Lab, we helping students, as I mentioned. So one group of students is currently working on interior of car. So to develop this new concept of car, rather interior. So currently we are printing them the whole interior, the dashboard part, the chairs, the seats, the doors. So that whole thing will be printing in our Maker Lab. Printing. The other student group from engineering college, they are humanoid robot. So currently we are helping them to build that or the print that one and build the ultimate humanoid. So that is on student front. Also along with that, we also help a few of the company in their 3D printing queries, like they want to build something like there is one company which wanted to create some casings for electronics boards. So we help them to create those boards, the casings with 3D printers. So there are a wide variety of applications you can see with 3D printers, not only in engineering space but in artist art side also. So you can create any 3D form and then print it. One of so that we also provide that service.
Yeah, that's great. I think you also mentioned about that you work with NGO called Vigyan Ashram. So would you like to also talk about what you do at Vigyan Ashram? What kind of work you have done so far?
Yeah. Vigyan Ashram is very close to my heart. I took a 6 month sabbatical leave last year to work with them, especially to encourage schools to develop maker spaces in there. So all our, and also to take 3D printing technology to schools, because we can see all over the world, every school is now getting 3D printers. They are creating their own maker spaces at schools. So I work with Vigyan Ashram, because Vigyan Ashram is a NGO which is working in this space, make in a skills development for students which are out of schools or after 8 or 9 standards. So the focus is also educate those students. Along with that, they have a schools tie up with them for upgrading the skills of a students on technical front. So they have their own courses. So we also help, I also help them to introduce this 3D printing technology within their courses. Apart from that, they have their own Fab Lab. So after MIT Fab Lab, the first lab which was developed was in Vigyan Ashram Pabal. That's a village where Vigyan Ashram, campus is there. So there is a Fab Lab. So we also, I also work with the Fab Lab to develop prosthetic leg project along with Japanese Fab Lab. So that's another project I worked during my sabbatical. And I also handle their DIY lab at Kothrud. So we conducted many sessions on 3D printer, Arduino, So there are many workshops we conducted during my leave, during my sabbatical leave. So yeah, that's where Vegan Ashram is currently working. They are currently helping schools in Pune to develop maker spaces. So currently I'm also working on that area during my, you know, apart from my job, I also help them in this area, developing my maker spaces.
That's great to hear. Doing so many things at a time, working in IT company at the same time, having your own maker space, also helping the NGO like Vigyan Ashram. So the other question that I have is, what do you think of your education? Has it helped you personally or professionally? Because most of the time, what engineering people think are, most of the engineers are not very proud of what they have learned during their engineering.
True. Actually, I cannot, means I am not very happy with my education, but I would not say it's only the educators who didn't, you know, educate me properly. It's overall, I think, a kind of attitude of our society towards making, because we consider making or doing something with hand is like low-end work, right? Mm-hmm. We always see people with intellectual, white-collar job, or, you know, these are being considered as a, you know, high in society. But I think that is causing us to get, you know, remaining behind in innovations. Because you see any example of innovator, you can see, my great example is Edison. He used to do many things during his childhood. You know, he built his own chemical lab in train. So see that unless and until you make something, you create, you do something with hands, you invent anything. You know what I mean? Yeah. You cannot go by bookish knowledge. You have to have skills with hands to develop something. So I think there we are, education was lacking, but I think they are gearing up now. Education, I got personally benefited because of some teachers who inspired me to think, you know, they think they made me confused, and so that helped me to go into books, understand the fundamentals of anything, and then because understanding will help you to build on that fundamental. So I think, yeah, there are positive negatives, but yeah, on professionally, I would say it doesn't help you, but it helps you to create, develop your attitude towards solving the problem. That education had helped me to build that attitude inside me. But yeah, on skills level, it didn't, the skills I wanted, which I learned ultimately during my job. So yeah, that I would say it's a 50-50.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what are your views on Indian maker culture? I know you mentioned that it is going up, and yeah, year by year we are improving.
Yeah, I can see there are many maker spaces around India. There are few in Delhi, Mumbai, Hyderabad. I am connected with them, few of them, so I know. I means personally, my area of interest is schools, because as early as we can develop the skills in students or the, you know, our next generation, that will help us to grow this. So I am currently, I want to see people or the makers investing their time in the next generation. To educate them about this culture, help them to build the skills. I mentioned here that our central government is starting Atal Tinkering Labs to 50 plus schools around India, and that is a good example they are setting up. I think that will help us to grow this culture, you know, bigger in next few years. Currently people cannot. Because these tools and everything else quite expensive, and without tools, I think there is no point in doing something. Because I think we have to high end tools, because that will help you to reduce the efforts or overall efforts in developing anything, any prototype. So you have to have tools, and to get access to tools, you need to have maker spaces or fab labs. I think we are still not have those many fab labs around us, which can give us, you know, access to these tools. So I want to see many fab labs coming up, many maker spaces coming up, which reduce the financial cost to get into the space. Any student without any constraint of finance says should able to go and do what he or she wants to do. So that's something which I want to be in coming future, yeah, in maker culture.
Yep, that's great. So what were some of the challenges that you faced during your sabbaticals, maybe setting up your own maker lab, or maybe going to schools, talking to people, convincing parents to send their children to those maker spaces?
Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned earlier, our society only give importance to people who are intellectually better, but we don't give that much importance to people who are doing good with their hands, like any clay, clay maker, or there are many people who do the things by hands. So we don't encourage their skills, but now people are aware of it. So when I talk about 3D printers in school, they say this is not something student would like to learn. This is something engineering students should do. So when I go to schools and when I go to engineering school, they say, oh no, this is not something engineering students will get help of. This is something machine, right? So machine, any worker can work on, and then they can give output. In. You can see that there is more. Our attitude is not good about hands, understanding any kind. So I think that is a challenge we have. So we have to go into society, go into schools, colleges, and talk about this maker culture, talk about DIY skills, talk about how this help Western countries developing innovations, developing their products. So that will help us. That's the biggest challenge we have, and we have to educate our society, our parents, our schools, our principals, and each and everyone to know about importance of this culture.
I think it's more about changing the Indian mindset. But so in my opinion, I think with lots of event coming up everywhere, starting this Fab Lab Asia Network, conducting Maker Mela, and so all those events are helping in changing those mindsets.
True.
All right. So let's come to your part. How you spend your day? So can you talk about what's your typical day look like?
Typical day look like very busy. I wake up usually at 7 o'clock. That is not too early, but it is not too late. So I have two kids, as I mentioned, so I have to get them ready for schools. So parents are with me, so that helps a lot, when it comes to kids. So even my wife works in one of the colleges in Pune. So our schedule is busy, but starting from morning, we my kids to schools, and then we go to the office usually 9 to 7. That's the job timings. When I come back from office, I usually spend some time with kids doing their homework. I help them to do their homework. We also play with some, so my kid who is 6 now, he also knows Raspberry Pi, because during my spare time, when I get time, or maybe there are some events we do for Infosys, or maybe some events I do for Vigyan Ashram, I do some develop some project with Raspberry Pi. So I keep in spare time during, after my dinner time. So I spend some time on Raspberry Pi usually, or Arduino, or sometimes I also do some reading daily, at least for 15-20 minutes. I daily read something, which is encouraging for me. Yeah, so that's a usually typical day looks like. Yeah, but on Saturday, Sundays, I spend a lot of time with my lab, with team, with Vikram sometimes. So, but yeah, Saturday, Sundays, again, busy for me, because I spend more time in my lab doing something for my lab, attending students, because I usually book their appointment on weekends so that I can. Weekdays I could not meet them. I only can call, you know, or talk on the phone. But so if they want to meet me during if they want to meet me personally, then I usually schedule meetings on Saturday, Sunday. How my whole week is packed.
Yeah, I can understand. Yep, so coming from IT background and starting your own makerspace, so I think it would be interesting to know about some of the apps that some of the apps and some of the tools that you cannot live without.
Yeah, so my hardware part, I say there are two sides, hardware, software. So if you ask me hardware, what hardware I like most is like 3D printer is one and Raspberry Pi is the second, which I cannot live without, because you can see my Raspberry Pi hanging around my house somewhere, and 3D printer is in my lab. So yeah, these are the main tools. But apart from that, I also like Arduino. Then I also like my Dremel power tool, you know, and glue gun, because this is tools I usually keep around me so that if anything broke, I can immediately, could fix it. And on software side, I think for 3D printers, I use Tinkercad or 123D Design is a software which I usually use for designing, 3D designing. And on programming side, I usually use Python, because that's open source programming language, and I usually for Raspberry Pi, we use develop any program with Python. So that is something which I cannot live without.
I think your journey is amazing. So coming from a mechanical background, setting up your own maker space, working for an NGO, working for an IT company for the weekdays, and at the same time managing your family with two children. So why do you do what you do, and what makes it all worth it?
I always think that there is something, means our life is not only for, you know, day job, you know what I mean, 9 to 6, relax, see movies, see pictures, you know, enjoy Saturday, Sunday. I think there is something behind that also, means beyond also. Again, I have some creative instinct in me that doesn't me to take relax, you know. If I am not doing anything, I will be cooking. I cook something which is interesting.
Wow.
So I try to fulfill my creativity somewhere other way, you know. If I'm not doing something, then I will be writing poems when I get time, you know. So I will be writing some poems. If I get time, I will be doing some sketching also. So I try to find a media where I can express my creativity. I think that is a main thing which I think pushing me to do all these things. And again, the second part is, as I mentioned earlier, it's not only that you is matter, it's also around us, the society and everyone who matters to us. So I think by helping the Vigyan Ashram or other schools, I think I'm helping my next generation, the way, whatever the way I can. And that satisfaction, happiness when I see on kids, when I talk to them and I tell them about different tools, they ask question, I think that satisfaction you cannot get anywhere. I think so. So that push me to do this, all these things,
Wow,
and that is my inspiration.
that's great. Really inspirational.
Yeah,
So
thanks.
what's next for you? So personally and professionally, what do you want to do next?
I means, to be very honest, if I get a chance, I would leave my job tomorrow and I'll do this, get immersed in this maker culture hole. But I know I cannot do that. But I want to settle my life in such a way that I will be helping the upcoming maker community, the upcoming maker spaces, to develop, you know, their maker spaces in schools. That is what I can see. I will be working, you know, in my part time with Vigyan Ashram to help the schools to develop maker spaces. Apart from that, I also on my professional area where with the Infosys right now. So we are also helping our own company with the establishing a maker space there, conducting some workshop for employees. So yeah, means on making side, maker side, want to help everyone. Wherever I go, I want to educate people on maker culture. I want to help whatever I can help. So that is on, you know, and professionally, I don't see, I mean, say I will keep doing what I'm doing. I'm currently software tester, do some automation stuff like that. So I will keep doing this because that also gives me satisfaction. That gives me to learn new tools, and that's how I can help makers also to learn new things, right? So this is give and take. So maker thing also helps me to learn new things that I can take you to my professional life, and professional life also helps me to learn new things I can take to back to my maker culture or community also. So yes, all things are helping me a lot. So I don't think I can leave both of them. Yes, yeah, and I also like to establish, help my Hiram Maker Lab to build more and more maker space. I mean, educate more and more makers on things. So that is something again I'll be doing.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So before we end this podcast, there are a couple of final thoughts that I would like you to share. So any advice for fellow Indian makers who would like to do more in the Indian maker space?
Yeah, Ms. Phil, I can see there are many makers. We have got community in also. We are in touch with each other on a WhatsApp group. I think, I mean, for any maker or the people who are in getting coming now as a maker, I would like to suggest them just do it. What do you want? Do it without thinking anything. I think that is something we have to do because as we all know that without doing anything, without failing, we can learn. So unless and until you do, you cannot fail, and unless and until you fail, you cannot learn. So I think you just have to do it. That is my whole mantra. Mm-hmm. And also I would like to ask, means if you are a maker, then you have to have a maker space at your home, or maybe a table where you have all your setup, or maybe a small cupboard where you have all your tools. I know many of you may have, but you have to keep your one of the corners of your your house for making thing, you know. So you have to establish your own maker space or maker lab in your house. That will help you to keep doing these things, and you have to, you know, stick some motivational pictures there, and then that help you to keep doing what you want to do. Apart from if you're not in job doesn't give you satisfaction, then you have to do something apart from your job that will help you to satisfy your creativity, I believe.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing, Atul. Thank you. Thanks for all the time. So one last question. So who is someone you would like to see next in Maker Stories?
So this is an interesting guy, Ashish. He's a 9th standard, must be now in 10th standard, I believe. During my sabbatical, I met him in DIY Lab Kothrud. He's a great guy. He works with Arduino Raspberry Pi. So I would like to see what his views about maker culture. Yeah, so I would like to see, listen next time if I on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Atul. Thank
okay.
you all the time.
Yeah. Thanks, Samar. Thanks for this initiative. I think this will really help our maker community in India. Thanks, Samar.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, request you to share it within your social network. You can share your review and comments to us via email makerstories@outlook.com. I will be back with more maker stories in next episode. Until then, happy making.